The documents undermine claims by Clinton and his senior officials that they did not fully appreciate the scale and speed of the killings. Despite daily intelligence briefings on the slaughter in Rwanda from its beginning, the administration did not publicly use the word genocide until May 25, and even then diluted its impact by saying acts of genocide. Rights activists charged that not only did the administration not want to repeat the fiasco of the U.S. intervention in Somalia, it also felt that the U.S. had no interest in a small Central African country with no minerals or strategic value. Leading up to the 10th anniversary of the beginning of the Rwanda genocide, many analysts and historians are faulting Washington and other Western capitals not just for failing to support the token force of overwhelmed UN peacekeepers, but also for failing to speak out more forcefully during the slaughter. On a visit to the Rwandan capital, Kigali, in 1998, Clinton apologized for not acting quickly enough or immediately calling the crimes genocide. In what was widely seen as an attempt to diminish his responsibility, he said that many people like himself were sitting in offices without fully appreciating the Rwandan people's unimaginable terror. A special United Nations envoy has affirmed that the international community must make a commitment of at least 20 years to bring peace to Haiti and raise living standards in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. Returning from a 10-day trip to Haiti, envoy Reginald Dumas told reporters Tuesday that 10 international missions to Haiti in the last decade had failed because there was no sustained commitment. Dumas said that the start-stop cycle in which the international community goes in, spends a couple of years, and then leaves without having involved Haitians has to stop. He said the institutions of Haiti have virtually collapsed in terms of health, education, justice, human rights, and the police, and that in addition, drugs continue to pass through the country, armed gangs terrorize civilians, and there is a great deal of kidnapping for ransom. The UN has raised only a little over a quarter of the $35 million in emergency relief needed to help the shattered country, and the new interim government says it doesn't have money to do anything. And Haiti lacks regional support after the Caribbean community last week refused to recognize newly installed Prime Minister Gerard Latourdeau and criticized him for praising his freedom fighters, the rebels, including convicted assassins, who helped bring about ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's downfall. Those are Radio Vanikuva's top stories for this Wednesday, March 31st. Once again, RAC's headlines. Afghan President Hamid Karzai makes impassioned plea to international community to stay on track in aiding his country. And five U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq as jubilant Iraqis mutilate bodies of four foreign contractors also killed by insurgents. From our studios in Havana, I'm Winston Wright.